worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
Get the camera away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It's just about time to put another year in the rearview mirror. Welcome to the best of a freak accident. I know maybe you were hoping for a new episode, but if you're new to the show, you haven't been around for a while, you might not know, but we usually take the last 2 weeks of every year off just to, decompress a little bit and spend time with our families and attend to other matters that need attention. But we still want to make sure that we are bringing you some kind of content, so that's why we bring you this, the best of a freak accident. My name, of course, is Crisco, one of the hosts of the show, and I basically walk you through a brief intro and an explanation as to each of these segments that we're grabbing from our older episodes, all of which, by the way, are available at our website, freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And by the way, our email, if you want to reach out to the show about anything at all and you don't want to do the social media thing, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Always open, always accepting whatever comments or material or whatever it is that you want to send to us. But anyway, afreakaccident.com, you can visit the podcast section. And what I do is in these episodes, we give you the date that the original episode debuted, that the segment is coming from. So you can go back and listen to the whole episode if you so choose. But we grab random segments from all of the episodes from the history of the show, and we compile them, usually four or five, into these best of compilation episodes, just so you still have something new to listen to. Especially if you're new to the show, it really gives you like a look back through time. And if you've been with the show a while, it's fun to go back and revisit some of these old favorites, as it were. So this one's a really good one. I am really excited to debut this episode. I think it's a strong end to 2022 as we all head into 2023, hopefully putting our best foot forward. We got a number of great segments coming up, and I hope you enjoy them. But first, gotta give a shout out to our sponsor. Of course, I'm talking about Parlor Beverages, the ones who are fueling every episode of A Freak Accident that you hear. And Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But they're not just soda. No, Parlor's more than that. Parlor is a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental, and they have something for everybody. You'll like at least one, if not all, of their three delicious flavors, root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer, which is my personal favorite. And if you do a little bit of research on Parlor right now, you'll notice they're preparing to do a public offering. So you got the opportunity to get in on the ground floor, help them grow, and maybe get a little bit for yourself in the meantime as well. Become like a part owner in Parlor Beverages. I'm probably going to take advantage of that myself, and maybe you will as well. Stop whatever you're doing right now. In any case, go to drinkparlor.com and order some of the best freaking root beer and banging merch, which is also a bunch of really cool stuff they have in their merch store. Order it for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so no matter where you're at, they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off of your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com. Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
All right, starting off strong here on the best of A Freak Accident. This segment came from our episode that we released on January 21st, 2021. We asked, how many of these common gross behaviors would you admit to? Well, in maybe an uncomfortable way, we admit to some of these, and it might disturb you. It'll at least give you more of an appreciation for the kind of people that we are. But at the very least, it'll open your eyes to some things. It's on now on the best of A Freak Accident.
I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen. My armpits smell like something dead.
What?
I don't shower or use cologne. I walk around naked in other people's homes. Cause I'm the grossest guy that you've ever seen.
How does that make you? How does that make you feel, Kara?
Like, uh-oh.
These are apparently common gross behaviors that we want to see if we are willing to admit to. It comes from an online survey that asked over 100,000 people about different things a lot of us do but never talk about. So let's see how many of these habits we're willing to admit to. You ready? You guys,
as you
being the listener, are you ready for this peek behind the curtain?
They probably already know.
I'm 100% going to be honest with this.
I'm not sure if I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I already know enough gross things about Lazy E and Kara. I don't need to know more, but...
Well, okay.
You guys pee on yourselves while you're in the shower.
It's
weird.
I don't pee on myself.
Yeah, you do. You might as well you do it.
No, you pee in the drain.
Yeah, right? You don't know much about hydrodynamics or droplet physics. Anyway. This is from BuzzFeed. Now, number 8. Do you ever stick your fingers somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you're curious?
100%.
No hesitation. No hesitation.
Yes.
I was hoping I was going to do it. Maybe.
I mean, like, I do the armpit check, but I don't, like, stick my fingers in there.
I assume is it's asking if you've ever dug in your butt and then smelled what it smells
like. 100%. No, I haven't done that. But no, but the underarm thing.
Yeah, like when I'm
wearing a shirt, I don't lift my arm up. I just, okay, I'm wearing deodorant. Good.
Yeah, I don't do that. I just lift my arm up and put my nose to it.
Yeah, not my butt. Or any other areas. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of that. Like, what else would it be?
I'm not sticking there going in my butt.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 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 I've done this in various places, butt included.
Good for you. It's very brave of you.
No, it's one of those things. Well, you know what
brave.
It is?
Well,
you're a conquistador.
I don't mind admitting to it. Here's why. There actually is a logic behind it, and I'll explain.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I'm sure.
If you got a scratch, sometimes you got to itch it, right? And then I'm like, well, listen, I don't want to
accidentally. No, other way around. So you have an itch, you got to scratch it. Wordsmith.
Whatever. I'm not a phrase smith. I'm not a phrase scientist. I'm a wordsmith. It's different.
Anyway.
So anyway, I don't want to, like, you know, if that has happened, I'm like, okay, I have to check to see that it doesn't stink, because if I'm waving my hands around talking to somebody, they might catch a whiff of something, and I can't risk that. So that's definitely needs some hand sanitizer. That's gonna go on there.
No, hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Don't wash your hands.
That's considerate.
That too. Until I can get to a sink, Mickey.
That's how you get a free slushie at a gas station.
Here you go, give me my free slushie.
You drink about half of it in the gas station. Then you go up to him and go, hey man, this kind of stinks, smell it, but have your finger up by there by it. And then when he goes to smell it, be like, oh. That's how you do it.
You're a criminal. That's terrible. How dare you?
It's not a criminal. That's just smart.
All right, number 7. Have you ever popped someone else's zit?
Oh, my God.
Yes! No. Absolutely, I have it. I love it.
I have not popped anyone's zit. I have not popped my own zit.
I'll do my own, but not somebody else's.
You don't know how to live.
Actually, you know what? I did have to do one for a golfer a little while ago because it was in a real weird position on his, like, the back
butt.
Of his head.
I thought she was going to say butt. I was going to say
he couldn't get it.
And then she sniffed her finger.
It was so bad. So wait, I guess I did do that first one. No, and it was bad. I got, like, actually, like, tissues and everything because I was just, like, to somebody else's. But my own, whoa, I'll go to town. But,
never have done it.
You've done it?
Murderer, yeah.
Yeah. Hello Nurse and I pop each other's zits all the time. Like, yeah.
Yeah, murderer hates it. He's like, why? Why are you fascinated with this? I'm like, oh.
I love watching it. Like, it's such a, I don't know. It's one of those weird things. Like, it's such like a
a feeling of relief, like when you see one get popped. It's just like, oh yeah. Gross.
All you have to do is see the ratings for Dr. Pimple Pop, and you know exactly how many people are into it.
And I love those videos; they're great. Those videos online when people pop sebaceous cysts, and then it's just like pounds and pounds of cheese coming out from underneath their skin.
Metal band
sebaceous cysts.
Yeah,
I think you've said that before. The last time I mentioned sebaceous cysts,
it just showed. How many times have we mentioned that on the show?
Once or twice. It oozes. Metal, though, I agree.
Oozes.
That's the name of the first song, Oozing Metal.
Yeah.
All right, so number six, Popping Pimples is great. I do my own. I do Hello Nurses if she can't reach it. It's great. Wonderful.
I'll do my own, but not somebody else's. No.
Do you ever pee in the shower?
Heck yeah.
They're so proud of themselves about it, too.
It's good for your feet.
It's not at all good for your feet.
It is.
Look it up.
Look it up, I'm telling you. Do you want me to look it up? I'll look it up right now.
So why don't you just pee?
I'm going to look up peeing in the shower, and I'm going to get like all these porn sites or something
probably.
On here.
Yeah. You do that. That is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, because peeing on your feet isn't going to come up with porn sites.
No.
I'm sure it will. Yeah. Rule 34. Come on.
So is it okay to pee in the shower? For environmentally conscious folks, it's not only okay, it's great for the planet.
No, that's not what you said.
Because it conserves water. Hang on, that's the first thing.
Yeah, so they're talking about cave people. People who haven't developed into the industrial age.
Water conservation aside, is it safe or sanitary? The truth is, it's clean and pure. So I guess urine is sterile.
You said it was good for your
feet. Hang on.
Do you drink it? Do you drink it too because it's sterile and you like the taste?
And I like the taste.
God. And urine can treat athlete's foot.
Disgusting.
So.
Yeah.
Have you ever passed gas and denied it was you?
Yes.
No.
Why would I deny it? I own up to it when it's me. I'm proud of my brand.
Oh, no. I've done drive-bys. Yeah. You walk by in a store and see you.
Crop dusting.
Yeah.
I'll actually outright lie. Like, even if you could hear it, I'll be like, what?
I actually did it the other day at my day job, and the maintenance director walks into my office, and he goes, oh, God, what is that? I'm like, listen, man, it's your fault for coming in here at the wrong time.
I was not expecting any guests.
Yeah. I didn't ask you to come over here. This is what happens. Learn your lesson. Call first. Call ahead. I'll tell you if it's safe. Nikki, have you done that?
What, farted
and
not
denied it?
No.
Or do you own up to
it? I have to. When I do, they stink. So there's no other options. What you're saying.
I laugh because I laugh because they're so bad.
Have you ever worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in
a
row?
Yes.
I have.
It's happened. Yeah. On occasion. Yeah.
I mean, it's not a habit, but it has happened.
Yeah.
And
depending on the time you take your shower, you might like take it in the morning one time and then like at night the next time.
Yeah.
That kind of carries over.
Circumstantially, you know, you don't know. You don't have time to like, because that's the thing. I'm not gonna switch my underwear unless I've showered because like then it's kind of like defeating the purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Let's see where I lost my place. Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you were a baby?
Yes.
No.
So, like, does this count as, like, does this mean, like, just, like, skid marks from time to time? Or is this talking about, did you ever actually crap your pants?
I straight up crap my pants.
Okay.
I had the Hershey squirts.
Oh, no.
And I trusted a fart.
You never trust a fart. No.
Mistake.
I trust the fart. I had to throw them out in the garbage.
Especially you. Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
Well, you know, it was the Hershey squirts. We were just a puddle.
No.
The other one, I'd grow 3 feet if it wasn't Hershey squirts.
Oh my God.
Mega colon.
Yeah, I'm happy to say that I have never crapped my pants. Uh-uh. That hasn't happened.
I'm doing really good on this.
Yeah.
I got high scores.
By somebody's metric, yeah. In the bathroom. Do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too lazy?
No.
I have done that. Not in coronavirus world, but like sometimes I'm in a rush and I'm like, well, I'm not touching that stuff. There's toilet paper between me and what's happening.
I'm really glad that you finally decided to catch up with the rest of us now that COVID has killed 400,000 Americans.
I'm not saying often. I'm not like saying like every single time I use the bathroom.
She smelled her hand.
But like sometimes if you're like in a rush, and I'm like, oh, I'm coming or whatever, and you're going somewhere and you're like, okay, there is toilet paper. There's a barrier. So there's nothing. I'm not getting stuff.
So after peeing all over herself, because after all, it's so sterile and healthy for you.
Well, that's she then true. Doesn't actually. Yeah, good point.
She then doesn't wash her hands, and then you know also won't bother to shower if it's in the same day. Because if I get to it tomorrow, it's NBD.
When I'm at home.
Yeah. Oh,
I do not wash my hands.
Fine. There.
If I'm leaving the house, I wash my hands.
You know, there's germs in your house too, right?
That's fine because nobody else is in my house with me other than murderer.
Thank you,
and
Mickey.
The dogs. So
I've been in your house, and now I feel disgusting.
Well, you've been in the house when it's kind of clean.
I need to throw myself into the nearest.
I've been in your house too.
Because sometimes you just
yeah. We clean the house before guests come over.
I need a crucible large enough to dive into, and I need it now. If you can email freaks@freakaccident.com and tell me where one can be acquired.
I'm going to put it this way: the dogs track in more feces than anything that will ever end up on my hands from me using the bathroom.
Yeah, but they're wild animals, though. They have an excuse.
There's a difference.
Ready for Mickey to be like, I'm a wild animal, too.
Well,
Do you pick your nose when no one's around? Who doesn't?
Of course.
It feels good.
I pick my nose when people are around.
Yeah.
You ever get one of those crusty ones that's got a gloop on the end of it? When you pull it out, it's just like... It's like,
Yeah, and then it makes it easy to
slurp.
Back
to the pimple popping.
I can now smell the future.
Or one that you think it's just a hair you're pulling.
Oh, yeah.
And then it comes out with a bug, too.
Yeah. I know, it's so gross, but like, yeah. And now I was saying before, my nose is so dry now, too, that I have like scabs and stuff because it's like bleeding. So I'm in there all the time. It's gross.
It's because of the masks.
Yeah. I'm using saline spray.
Mine currently has cardboard in it from
work. Then she sticks her unwashed fingers up there, you know, and just continues to spread disease.
I got no words. That's why I did this that no one could see.
Yeah, so we're pretty gross people, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of people have admitted to doing those things, though, you know, involved in the survey.
Yeah.
It's like around 50% of each one or much higher in some instances. 83% of people pee in the shower. You know what? It's no wonder the state of the world is what it is. All of you have strayed from God's light, and it's disgusting.
That's not even the grossest thing on that
list.
You
need to come back to sensibility, to reason and logic with me and live in a world.
Sticking his fingers down his pants and sniffing them.
That's grosser than peeing in the shower.
Mickey, come here. Take a whiff.
The best of a freak accident. Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
This next segment on the Best of a Freak Accident came from April 29th, 2021. It was one of those things when we talked about it, like, I remember it so vividly because it was so ridiculous and unbelievable. Like we could not stop laughing. As we were discussing it. Right now, you're about to listen to a guy who had 35 girlfriends until he finally got busted.
If you're feeling lonely when you're with your spouse, get as many kinds of people as you can in your house. It's polygamy. It's polygamy. Get a wife for your husband and a husband for your wife. A marriage so thick you can cut it with a knife. It's polygamy.
Yeah. This guy's face too.
It's polygamy.
Yeah.
Every day I'm thinking of finding new friends. Jamming together our bodies ends. It's polygamy.
Oh. Oh. It's a human centipede of...
We don't want any more details.
Actually,
from
that was the end of
it. Oh, what was it?
Who was that, by the way?
Uncle Bible, said.
Of course.
All right, fine. This is from the Tokyo Reporter and the New York Post. This was in Japan.
Okay.
The land of opportunity.
Yes.
Apparently. This is wild. A 39-year-old guy named Takashi Miyagawa, I think is how that's pronounced. He's from Osaka, Japan. He managed to somehow get into a relationship with 35 different women at the same time.
Sounds like a headache.
How he didn't get caught after the fifth one,
Wow, you're giving him to the fifth even?
Yeah.
That's impressive. How much money does he have?
Most people don't make it through two. Right?
Right.
Yeah, most people, if they cheat, they get caught with the second person. And that's only two.
I was thinking like one per day.
Like I see you on Mondays, I see you on Tuesdays.
Yeah. But I mean, even then though, you know what I mean? You got to wonder. Anyway, he got into a relationship, this is more interesting, with 35 different women at the same time by selling shower products door to door for a multi-level marketing pyramid scheme.
What?
So it was like he was like a Rodan and Field salesperson.
Oh my gosh. Don't expose my secret.
Golfer, I'm so sorry you had to find out this way. So why did he have so many girlfriends? It seems like he wasn't in it for the nookie or the cookie. Yes. He wasn't in it for the emotional companionship or even out of some deep insecurity about his own handsomeness or charm.
The money.
He was just in it for the presents.
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
Presents?
He just wanted the gifties. He would tell each of his girlfriends that his birthday was on a different date. So they would buy him a steady flow of gifts.
What?
This man is a genius!
So awesome!
His scam blew up in February when a few of his girlfriends found out about each other, and then they started tracking down more women who thought they were in a relationship with this guy. Can you imagine? It's like National Treasure. Like, the mystery just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. More clues leading to more women, and the spider web just expands across all of Japan.
Well, he learned from the pyramid scheme how to do it.
Yeah. His own MLM.
Yeah. Perfect structure. It turns out, though, his scam wasn't even that lucrative. For all the work he put in, which included keeping track of the women and the lies he told them on an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, awesome. My gosh. What?
I saw this on the show. What's that show where they catfish?
Yeah. Oh.
And the guy was dating different women and getting them to do stuff on a camera. And what he would do is keep an Excel sheet of the different lies that he told them. So he was able to keep up with it.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
It sounds like a full-time job.
It is. It absolutely is.
That's way too much work.
Who's got time for that? Or energy? No. I can't pay that much attention to anything, much less that. He only ended
poor
up
hello nurse.
He only ended up taking in about $1,400 in presents.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah, 35.
So did he only have the girlfriends for like a month?
I mean, I can't imagine this lasted very long.
No.
That's just, I mean.
They gave him homemade gifts and like coupon books good for one free kiss and stuff.
Gross.
Now he's facing fraud charges over the whole thing. Wow. Mm. All because he just wanted prezzies.
See, I thought he would be like selling the shower products to them on a regular. So he was making money off of it?
Well, he was probably doing both because, I mean, this seems to insinuate that he met these women through his door-to-door shower product sales. Mm-hmm. So he probably hooked him as a customer, then hooked him as a girlfriend.
Ooh.
So he got the sale, and then he got gifts.
He got the presents.
Because it's my birthday every day. All year long.
All year long.
I want to know how much further he would have gone.
365.
It would have to be, but then you have to wonder though, right? Like, how bold does he get? Does he start doubling up? You know what I mean? Like, does he start going for two a day?
Oh yeah, breakfast dates and dinner dates.
That's what I mean, man. Yeah.
How do you keep a girlfriend that long if you're only seeing her once a year, basically?
You don't need to keep her long.
Just get your present and then be like, oh, you know what? This just isn't working out.
You just need her for one day. Yeah. That's it. She gives you your gift and pow, you hit the streets.
Replace her with the next one.
That's right. Just roll it right on
all
over.
All I picture is he gets these gifts, doesn't open up in front of him, has them all in his home, and just goes,
He's just like sitting on a throne made of gifts.
I love my presents.
He's got like a Scrooge McDuck swimming pool just filled with gifts instead of gold doubloons.
Oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
Wow.
I mean, I want to say kudos just for the mental fortitude it would have to take to keep all of that together.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man.
I mean, he's a scumbag. We know
that. Oh, yeah. There's, of course. But there's, I feel like there's easier ways to do this, too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
buy yourself.
Not that
presents.
We're going to think of them.
Start an OnlyFans and just post a link to your Amazon wish
or
list.
That.
I mean, you know,
that's what I do.
There's an out perfectly fine. There's an audience for everything.
I like how you've just accepted it.
Yeah, yeah, that's how
my
she,
life.
That's how she gets her Tupperware. She sends pictures. They send a nice Tupperware set.
Every new subscription comes with a free bread box.
Yeah.
Oh my god. There's a lot of layers to that one, and I want you to think yeah. about it.
Yeah, there is.
I didn't need that long.
Yep. He peeled one back. There's yeah. more. There's
no,
more.
No, that's,
we're
I
good.
Have the onion.
It's good. We're
the
good.
Onion's just a part.
It's the best of a freak accident. Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Every once in a while, something happens. We talk about it on the show, and it just, we are flabbergasted by it. Like, it just, it blows our minds. We don't even understand. We have so many questions. This particular segment was one of them. It was deeply confusing and also very funny. This was a man died, and we were left with a tremendous amount of questions. The original episode debuted on September 2nd, 2021, but you're hearing it right now on The Best of a Freak Accident.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Wait. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about
oh, yeah. You thought we were talking about somebody dying.
Yeah.
Well, we are.
I'm so confused.
And he died.
Oh, no.
During lovemaking. But it wasn't for a reason that you might think. Your head might instantly go to, like, various BDSM kind of stuff. Or, like, oh, you know, maybe he, you know, maybe the Iron Maiden actually did its job. Or maybe he got strangled a little too hard. A la, what's his name? Kung Fu. David Carradine. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, you remember that, don't you?
No.
Yeah, they found him.
We're both sitting here going, no.
Yeah, no. David,
no, Crisco, no.
David Carradine was the star of the television show Kung Fu. And they found him dead a number of years ago. He was wearing, like, ladies' lingerie, and he was hanging from a belt from...
He liked that strangulation.
Yeah,
he
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, that thing. Yep.
Yeah. He was hanging himself and... doing
actually
things to himself,
hung himself,
and he accidentally hung himself
oh
before he could get out. Yeah, so that's, you know, people will do crazy things in the pursuit of
pleasure.
Yeah, this being
Kara's
one of
like
them,
no.
Just, all right, go ahead,
Kara. You strike of someone who needs more excitement in their situation.
What?
A man is dead after hanky panky. And the reason is unique. A local police investigator reportedly said, and this is from Fox29.com, and this is in, I'm trying to find where this is located. I know, seriously. Oh, okay. The Times of India, apparently. So this was actually in India that this happened, mm-hmm. okay? A local police investigator reportedly said that 25-year-old Salman Mirza decided to use epoxy.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember.
Instead of a condom.
What?
For intercourse, and it may have complicated his health condition.
What was his health condition?
Mickey, you're right.
Play her drop.
Yeah, wait.
It's really hard. So it vibrates on me.
You're just delighted by this.
Because it's so confusing. So, like, the initial question when I read this, how was this person carrying epoxy of all things?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And not a condom.
Right, yeah.
I started reading that and I went, you just carry epoxy around
yeah,
with you?
He just
really?
Had, he like, just had a bottle of high-powered epoxy resin just, you know, in his cargo pants pocket, I guess, you know? Because you never know when you might need to...
Like, is that a normal thing in India?
Do some
like,
epoxy crafts, you know? Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe he's a crafter. We're just making lots of noises.
Because it's very confusing.
Yeah. All right. So what else? So
Mickey,
wait,
what does your Google search history look like that you even found this story to begin
Google.
With? Google. Thank you for providing that. That goes
into
a drop in addition to the Mickey drop that we have.
I don't even think this was in a search. I think this was when Google first comes up. It shows like news. That was like the top news story.
Okay, but
Mickey, like,
I need you to understand something. Okay, Google suggests things for you to look at that it thinks you might like. So
the rest of it was SBA crap. So
all right.
Taxes and SBA.
No, not it's fine.
No,
it's
I know, but even weirder though, right? That it would mix that in with small business stuff.
Right.
Maybe this guy owns an epoxy shop.
What are you guys up to at your meetings at the VA or at the VFW?
The VA?
The VFW. What? That's where you guys meet, right?
The VFW.
What?
You guys meet in bingo halls to talk about business things. Right? Isn't that what happens?
Oh, he has no idea.
Very confused.
Sure.
He was found unconscious, this guy, a day after entering a hotel with his now ex-fiance. He was hospitalized but died. Obviously. Apparently, the pair had taken some drugs and then decided to get busy. Since they did not have any protection, they decided to apply the adhesive on his private parts to ensure that she does not get pregnant.
How did they think that was going to work?
You'd seal it. It seals around it, and then nothing gets out. Right?
But why wouldn't they think it would, like stick each other to each other?
Well, when epoxy,
I didn't think about that either.
Right?
Well, here's the thing: it's not glue, right? Epoxy is like a liquid, but it hardens into like, you know, because that's what people make like arts and crafts and things using.
But
epoxy,
it's still a glue.
Resin.
But it's still sort of gluey, like
it's sort of
sticky at the beginning.
People
right?
like seal things in it, though. You know what I mean? Like they'll seal like
flowers,
yeah,
and butterflies,
or like
and,
a they'll even use it in like construction. You know what I mean? They'll seal like a countertop or something with epoxy.
Okay,
but the thing is, like, so it creates a seal, so it would have just made it permanently.
It closed up
hard too.
Oh,
so there's that on top of it.
I'm sorry, he's dead, and I shouldn't be laughing about
what
that.
What they weren't predicting was the multiple organ failure.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
It's amazing how you think that something like that would lead to that, but apparently, yeah, it did.
Well, nothing came out, so it went back in.
Mm.
Well, and probably all the epoxy chemicals went in through his...
It could have probably got absorbed through his skin.
Thing.
Because you are supposed to wear gloves when you're handling the liquid version of it,
right?
Because it is toxic in its liquid form.
Is it FDA approved?
That's what I got in my shot today.
Listen, all those people, there's a whole bunch of people, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, who are taking ivermectin,
which is
a horse dewormer.
Well, it's for dogs and cats, too.
Oh, well, better.
Yeah. It's what their heartworm pills are made of.
So much better. You know, that
it's not a person thing. Yeah, that's...
Get the worms out of the dogs with this.
Oh
stuff.
No, we humans get it too. When
and
we
do
get,
they?
Yeah,
they get worms.
Yeah,
and you people well, they
well,
do.
Then
but
why would they?
Well, why would you take it for COVID though?
I don't.
But
yeah.
I'm saying these are the same people who were ready to chug bleach when Trump recommended that a year ago. Just drink epoxy, and that'll solve your COVID problems too. It'll solve societal problems at the same time.
Sure.
So go for it. You have the endorsement of a freak accident. Nothing bad will happen.
No.
You won't be like this man in India. What's his name?
Salmonella.
Yeah, Salmonella MRSA is his name. That's right. Salmonella MRSA. You don't want to be Salmonella MRSA.
Same as Salmonella.
You
want to
be clean and healthy and free. Epoxy.
Epoxy.
Did you have a little sparkle off
that's
your
what
teeth?
That was.
Yeah, from your smile?
Sound affecting myself.
You are the drop machine. It's amazing. The investigation is ongoing. I don't know. It seems pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah.
It's very clear. Like epoxy. Mickey, what other questions do you have?
I don't remember. That was it. That was the major one. How did he have epoxy and not a condom?
Yeah, that is really
the big
one.
And how did they go to the store if they didn't have either and decide that epoxy was the better option?
Right, yeah, if he didn't have, yeah.
And also, they said he had a previous health condition that it made worse. What was that? The fact that he did drugs?
They didn't specify
probably.
That. Maybe the drugs in combination
with
the
epoxy?
Toxic chemical, was like enough to put this dude out. But
and also, did it happen? Like, did the act happen before he died? And therefore, was the epoxy near the girl, too? And now is she fine?
So,
so many questions. I don't actually need
to Kara's
know
now
answers.
Intrigued enough to maybe want to try this.
No, no, please don't.
I'm not going to try that.
Yeah, no. No, don't do that.
Golfer would not appreciate it.
Probably
not.
I'm good.
You don't want to kill him by giving him statue ween.
Statue ween.
Don't want that to happen.
Nope. We're good.
Statuesque dangly.
Oh, I just keep picturing the rose on Beauty and the Beast under that glass. I don't know why. That's just what I keep picturing.
It's kind of that, yeah, because people do make little sculptures with stuff like that in them using epoxy.
Mm-hmm.
Except this one had a wiener in it. Yeah. You know, it's just, hey, and a dead guy on the end of it. But
whatever.
Fine. Rest in peace, sir. At least you died happy.
She's going to epoxy the rest of his body and keep it for posterity in her house.
Preserve.
Yep. Man.
Gross.
I'm done.
Now he's just an instrument.
Talk about gross.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Now, finally, to round out the best of A Freak Accident with... again, like one of my all-time favorite moments on the show. This was a game that we played only one time. And much like some other games that we've been talking about recently, I really do think we should bring it back. We attempted to see how much we, the four hosts of the show, knew about each other. And if you got it wrong, you got slapped in the face with a tortilla. The original episode was June 3rd, 2021. It is the legendary Tortilla Fact Slap, and you're hearing it now on The Best of A Freak Accident.
Luda!
Is that actually ludicrous?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like you of all people should know that.
I should.
All right, but I don't. I'm definitely going to not ask Kara about any ludicrous questions then. So this is an interesting exercise that we're about to partake in here.
Mm-hmm.
This stems from an idea that I had a while back where I said, you know, like the four of us are really, are you nervous to be on camera right now? Because we do have a camera recording.
I don't like my angle of myself.
Please.
It's not the right side of her face.
Yeah. My whole body. No, go ahead.
So anyway, this was born out of, I said, you know, the four of us spend a lot of time together, actually. Mm-hmm. More time together than probably a lot of regular groups of friends do. But, like, we usually come here in service of something, which is recording the show. It's like, how much about each other do we actually know? And I say that it's funny, right? When you think about it, because like even Lazy E and I, who are lovers and who have worked together for many, many years, like a lot of our conversations have been around like, you know, like movies we've seen and like, you know, music that we like and ideas for the show and stuff like that. But how much do we actually know about each other?
Ooh.
So basically, I figure what's going to happen is one of us will ask the other three a question about themselves. Okay, they're basically going to say, like, you know, tell me what blank about me is.
Yeah, and don't make it so specific.
Right, like,
but make it general enough that a friend should know.
Yeah.
And
then anyone who gets it wrong is going to get slapped in the face with a tortilla.
I didn't prepare any questions.
Neither did I.
It's very simple stuff.
Do you just have a list for us or something?
Nope.
Okay, so there's a red flag of a bad friend if somebody doesn't prepare for the podcast.
I had weeks to do it.
Can I say, we're all holding these tortillas like flat like this, and Mickey's holding it like a baseball bat.
She's rolled
you
up.
You didn't say how I had to have it, so it's rolled up.
No, slap, not bludgeon.
I like that she was holding it, and she started out like slapping her hand, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she's testing the heft of her tortilla. It'll before
hold
she...
up better.
Great.
It doesn't
That's
hurt
what
anymore.
She said.
Yeah. Okay. So, who would like to go first?
I'll go.
Yeah, Lazy E's going to go first. All right.
I'll make it easy. Mm-hmm. What's my favorite color?
That's not easy.
Well, it's an easy question. What I'm saying is it's a generic question to give you an idea of where we're going with this.
Blue.
Well, he's got to wait until we all answer.
Oh.
And then I get the slap.
Yeah, although his look of shock would indicate that blue is in fact his favorite color because he seemed to be surprised.
Wait, wait, you can't go off of my answers.
Or maybe I finally get to hit Mickey.
The abuse comes back after all these years.
Yes.
But I am going to say blue because I think it is blue. And I have a reason for thinking that beyond just Mickey's foolishness.
I don't know, and now I'm nervous. I want to say blue because you guys are, and then I don't want to be the only one getting smacked.
You don't
want to
be
also,
blue, dabba dee, dabba die.
But I also want to like mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
It's blue, isn't it?
What's your guess?
Orange.
Come here, Kara!
Where are you going? My face?
Yeah,
that's where you get
slapped. Oh my god! Oh my god!
There's no way that is. That came up good.
What
too.
A delicious sound.
That was awkward.
Yeah, I know. I did it like it, like a Southern Belle. Like,
it was just like, I challenge you to a duel.
First, it hit my hair only.
Yeah, I know.
Was it blue?
Yeah, it was blue.
I knew it was.
Your car is blue. That's why I figured it was blue.
It was, ever since I was little, blue.
Matches his blue eyes.
Yeah, mine was based off of, we had a conversation about, I think, Superman, and you said something about that's why your favorite color was blue.
No, I don't like Superman. I like Batman.
Oh, well,
Batman
wrong.
Used to be blue at one point.
Yeah, he was.
He was blue for a while there. Okay,
Karen. You just used the fake conversation we had.
Whatever.
Karen, we'll go around the room.
All right.
What did we come up with a question about yourself?
My question is, how many siblings do I have?
Ooh,
I think I know this.
Two.
Three.
Two.
You just have the two sisters.
Yeah.
Two sisters. Slapper. Wait, I'll do it again.
Wait.
Slapperuni.
Punch me in the face.
Her fist was behind the tortilla as
I
it
know,
came through.
I know, I felt the ring, I think. Ow!
So not only did she punched you with her ring hand.
Yeah.
I knew I wore both. That for a reason. Two sisters.
Mickey, your turn.
This one's mainly aimed at Crisco. How many cars have I owned in the last 3 years?
Oh, Jesus.
One, and I know it's one because you mock me for getting it wrong all the time. So, ha, in your face.
In the last year?
Three. Last 3 years.
That's
last
so specific.
3 years? Two.
I'm going to say one, because he seemed really confident.
Yeah, just he's getting it wrong.
Yes! Oh! Oh my god! That had to be worse.
The rolled up tortilla.
Yeah,
really
it makes
did.
A better sound.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Never mind, we're all rolling them up.
He's had enough.
I'm putting a rock in this.
There's just a metal crowbar like rolled up inside the tortilla shell. All right, my question is, what was my first job?
Oh, I knew this too at one point. Well,
I literally would have left my first job when you and I met.
I know, and that's what bothers me.
I don't think I have any idea.
Old folks home.
No.
Did you work at your dad's karate studio?
Well, you can't know the answer until he...
I know, but that's what I'm going with.
And what else? Wait, you just said old folks home?
Yeah.
Didn't you work... Oh, no, I think you worked there when I started here. Oh, darn it. I don't know. Some kind of...
Roll it up, because it makes a better sound.
It's a teenager job, obviously. So, what is it?
Like, I don't know. You're supposed to tell
like,
me.
That's like McDonald's or something. I have no idea.
Okay, she's
I
saying
know.
McDonald's or something.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Very specific with my answer.
I may give you a lighter slap depending on Lazy E if you can answer because I did work in a nursing home for my first job. What
oh
did
God.
I do there?
Cafeteria.
Okay, so it was the kitchen. So.
Yeah! Yeah!
My friend knows me.
That
so,
was yeah. freaking ridiculous.
Now wait, silence. Slap.
Oh
it wasn't that bad.
Oh my god, I'm so nervous. Don't do it.
Oh, here it comes.
I'm winding up.
Wait.
Put your fists down. You can't block.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Kara, put down your hands.
That was awful.
I mean, technically, I guess it could have fallen under the very broad or something interpretation of Kara's side of that. All right, Lazy E, it returns to you.
Oh, I have another question.
What is my proudest career moment?
Oh, God, when you moved to Dallas to work with Kid Craddock.
Yeah, sure.
I want to hit somebody. Come on.
Hey, the question's harder.
I should have went last, because that would have been...
Yeah,
they might not have known. Although Kara might have known that. Mickey, I don't think listens.
I think I knew that.
Yeah, Mickey doesn't listen to you enough when you talk to really remember.
I do.
Oh, okay, all right, all right.
She doesn't even know my name.
Yeah.
Kara.
It's got to be, this question is going to be something. We're going with the something.
She's
today.
Really leaning hard into that. Yeah, that's your crutch today.
Meanwhile, we'll just find out again what Kara did last week.
I'm wearing your mother. What the heck was that? I'm wearing your mother. All right.
It's getting tighter there.
I had to fix it. What is my favorite TV show?
The Office.
I don't know, The Bachelorette.
Mickey's gonna get it.
Did she talk about it the one time? She watches a lot of stuff. That's the thing. I don't know. I feel like it's one of those.
By the clip I played, you would think it was like, what's that?
True crime stuff.
Clarice.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs kind of stuff. Yeah.
I forgot.
The TV show Hannibal was her favorite. Favorite TV show. All right. I'm going to go out on a limb. Friends.
So, the answer is The Office.
Oh!
Damn it.
Yeah!
But Friends is like right there.
It doesn't matter.
Great.
Right
so
there.
So I get a light slap.
You'll get a light slap.
Wait.
Oh, it sounded like
I'm getting a heart slap.
Right at the table.
You said The Bachelorette. I should take the air conditioner out of the window and throw that at you.
What a grievous insult.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
No.
Oh. Ooh.
It felt like it had a thud to it, didn't it?
All I heard was
I'm picturing like Batman stuff, like pow, crack.
There it is.
Okay. All right, Mickey, your turn.
All right.
Where was I born?
Salem.
So, like, this can be broad or narrow.
She is a broad.
All right, so.
Thanks, murderer.
I'm going to say Peabody. Massachusetts was the name of the town where you grew up.
What do you go with, Kara?
I'm going to say in a hospital.
That or something.
Or something.
From the pits of hell.
Unfortunately, I did make the question kind of broad, so.
What is the answer?
It's Salem. You're correct.
Oh, wow!
Oh,
him, yeah.
So we're going with the hard slap on Crisco.
Oh. Oh, right in your eye.
I feel like that might have drawn blood.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I can't.
You
get a light slap because you said the hospital, which technically isn't wrong.
No!
Oh, that's really loud.
No.
She
gave her like sound.
Oh, fine.
That was practically a boob.
He said a boob.
A boob, yeah.
You want to go one more round?
Yeah, I got to ask a question. And then, yeah, we could probably go one more. That'd probably be safe.
I'm going to have to Google a question for the next round then.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So some of you might get this. Some of you might not. I feel like this might be unnecessarily targeted toward Kara, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What was my major in college?
I think I know this. Why do I feel like I might know this? Why is it targeted toward me, though? Engineering?
What kind of engineering?
Oh, my God. I do know this.
Because that's a broad field, too.
Nuclear engineering or something like that? I think it's called that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was nuclear engineering.
Same.
Oh, you're all right. I don't get to hit anything.
Oh! You mentioned it too many times on the show.
I feel like that's one of those things that I don't talk about a lot, and like because people tend to be surprised when I reveal that because they're like, "Wait,
maybe that's
wait,
why I remember."
We need the listeners to weigh in on that one. Yeah. How many times has Crisco mentioned he was a nuclear engineer?
I'm glad you
in
didn't
college.
Say nuclear, so because that would have earned you a slap.
A nuclear.
Nuclear. All right, one more round.
Yeah, I'm gonna make this one easy. But it's starting with Kara, going with Mickey, and then going to you.
Okay, so I'm last. Okay.
So he knows the answer.
I think you all know the answer. All
right.
What's my favorite sports team?
Oh, my God.
For football?
I could answer this
any,
in my sleep.
What's my all-time favorite sports team?
The Bengals.
Yeah.
Bengals.
Yeah, I just said yeah, because you all knew it.
Yeah, obviously it's the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Just the fact that Pittsburgh was in it.
Rivalry.
I could have said Steelers, and he would have just cold cocked.
It would have been over.
Tortilla, boom!
Technically, a tortilla was in the fist.
Oh, yep.
Kara, your turn.
Pull out a gun and shoot it. There was part of a tortilla there.
This one, I feel like we're going to get some slapping.
Uh-oh.
What was my first car? And I think I've mentioned it once.
Oh, great.
So it was only once.
These are details that I don't pay attention to.
Yeah, no.
But I do think I've mentioned it for some reason.
It's a Kia.
Does it have to be, like, brand and...
I'll give you credit for half or, like, either one. Either okay. thing. Make or model, I don't care.
I'm going with Kia.
I'm going to say... A Dodge Neon?
I'm going to go with Pontiac. And someone's getting slapped, if not all of us.
Right. Okay, so...
Pontiac what? There are
no,
many
no,
models.
I said it can only be... I clarified that.
So, it was...
I don't know that.
It was a Dodge Shadow.
Oh, I was so
close.
So,
you don't have to get slapped.
Yeah, because you got half.
Yeah, you got half. And I said it could be half only. But you guys are getting slapped.
Somebody, I don't know why I thought Dodge, but I could... Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it did not have power windows.
Oh.
And it did not have a cassette player. Ooh. It only had a radio.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was embarrassed in front of myself when I got it because...
I was embarrassed in front of myself.
Yeah, because I was so excited. I'm like, I'm going to get all my cassettes. That's how old I am. I'm going to go get all my cassettes and I'm going to put them in and then I'm going to drive around and listen to them. And I put them all in the center console and then I backed out of the driveway, took off my side mirror. Then... then noticed it was only a radio. So I was the coolest 16-year-old ever.
With no slap. Of
here. And now here comes some slapping.
Oh!
I went a little. I tried to go a little lighter on you because you were nice to me.
She's
before,
going like the overhand, yeah. You know, pop. Yeah,
makes a good noise.
It does.
All right, Mickey, and then Crisco. That's not a question.
No, it's not.
That was borderline burp.
All right, here we go.
Dog.
When did I start the business? Not when we opened, but what year?
That's impossible to differentiate at this point because it's taken so many different forms.
Yeah,
over
I was just gonna say, when did you start it?
Which time
did you start? The first time, I'm assuming.
I said the year.
The year?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I looked on our Instagram today, and I saw a very mean comment from Murderer to Me.
Uh-oh.
And I clicked to make sure it was him. And I think it said there when it started.
So what year?
I'm going to say... I'm gonna say
the logical trip that this went on.
I'm okay with it.
2016.
Okay.
2018.
Okay.
I'll go in the middle. 2017.
Kara's right.
Oh! Through nothing but coincidence.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
I helped
it works.
You with that.
I know so much.
Ow.
my face.
Oh my God. That's terrible.
Okay.
Is that recording?
Right. What? That's going to be a great part of that video.
I want to make sure it didn't stop.
What happened to my phone?
What business ran in my family for multiple generations?
The karate studio. Or the car.
I was going to say. Crap. You already said. I'm going to say it.
There have been many businesses that my family has owned and operated over the years. So it's which one was multi-generational.
I'm going to say car dealership.
Is karate studio the same as gym? You've talked about a gym a lot.
My family did own a gym at a time, so.
So I don't know what's the answer, but okay, I'll go with that one.
You're going with gym?
Sure.
Okay. It was the car dealership. Ah! My friend comes through with the clutch. Mm-hmm. Two generations owned a used car lot.
Oh, God! Oh, my God! Gary, you're next.
Wait.
Hit her.
No, wait.
Hit her hard. Make her feel it through generations.
Wait, I want every.
Where are you?
Close your eyes.
Where am I?
Ready?
I'm in your head, rent free.
This is like on how you.
Here it comes!
It's right at my lips and my nose.
That's what she said.
Yes!
This was great!
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
We can do this again.
I feel like we should bring it back. Do we get to eat the turkey?
No,
now?
No.
Well, I'm not cooking.
Terrible idea. Yeah, no.
Oh, wait! Wait for the video. Hang on. I'm gonna make a face out of it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wait, then play my sound.
I'm wearing your mother.
There we go.
I'm wearing your mother.
I caught it. I caught it.
Well, that does it. Another Best of a Freak Accident in the books. And thank you so much for listening to this one. We really appreciate when you take the time to listen to these episodes, too, to continue to give us your listening ear. We hope it bears out for you in a good way. Like, it gives you either a nice glimpse into what this show's about, makes you excited for the new episodes when they start coming out again, or it gives you the chance to revisit some of your favorite moments from the show's past. But thank you so much. Seriously, so much for listening. We are very excited to be back next week with a brand new episode. It is going to be an anniversary episode of the show. So we'll be doing a brief acknowledgement of the fact that another year of our show's existence has gone by, and it'll also be kicking off another brand new year for the world. So we will look forward to that. In the meantime, our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com, where you can go and listen to entire episodes of the show from all the way back to episode number one. So if you're not going to go back and download the episodes that these segments from this best of came from, you can listen to really whatever you want. Scroll through, find segments that jump out at you, and go check out those episodes. See how much we've changed over the years. So you can do that. You can also visit our Connect page, which has a whole bunch of ways for you to connect to us on social media, and we would absolutely love to hear from you. Of course, our shop is also available. We have two t-shirts that you can buy for yourself, multiple colors, sizes. It's only $21.99 plus shipping in each case. And you could also request free stickers in the shop as well. Make sure you, wherever you download podcasts, you subscribe to our show. If you don't know, it will just search A Freak Accident. I don't know necessarily how you would have found it without, but you get what I'm saying. Search Freak Accident, subscribe to it, and leave us a good review. That is very, very important to have you do that for us. So do that. And of course, if you want to reach out to us for anything else, freaks@afreakaccident.com. That's our email. Feel free to touch base. Again, we would absolutely love to hear from you. So on behalf of Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey, my name is Chris Goh, and for A Freak Accident, we are reminding you, as always, you might think you have it all figured out, until a freak accident happens. New episode next week. We'll see you then. Happy New Year.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.